Welcome back to the Best Selling Author Podcast, this week's episode sponsored by no one. Here, we talk to best-selling authors about their books and how they became a bestseller. And this week, it's an honor to have David Meltzer, amazing speaker, author, just all-around great guy. I've been following him for many years, and quite frankly, he's kind of helped me transform my life, you know, with the basis gratitude. So it's an honor to have you come on, David.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and always love talking about the lessons and stories that can at least plant seeds under trees I may never sit under, and even further, empower others to be happy.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's the thing that I think out about most. It's like just planting those seeds of which the shade, you know, I'll never sit in under those trees. So it's beautiful, you know, and like I said, it's an honor. And you have such an inspirational story, David, you know, from losing almost everything and coming whizzing back with the basis of gratitude. And that's something that I've constantly reminded some of my friends and close peers, that, you know, even when things look bleak or look dark or things aren't really looking your way, there's a lesson in that, you know, in falling, and you have to be gracious in order for the universe to, you know, to give you the things you truly, truly want.
Yeah. You know, there's a saying, if you want to be great, it will start with hard. But if you want to be amazing, it's going to start with the impossible. And I have faced the hard, and I've faced the impossible. And that's what I try to help people understand with gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication as the four pillars or cornerstones of values that have gotten me back to where I once was, but in a different way with a different paradigm.
Yeah. And it's just, for me, it's always inspiring every time I'm watching your videos. I want more people to see them. So that's why I share them a lot, because it's always that basis of gratitude, you know, empathy, and it's just great stuff. So tell me this though, David, you know, with your book, you know, Connected to Goodness, you know, and quite frankly, all your messaging is related to gratitude. Was there a specific moment where you realized you had to be gracious?
Yeah.
What was that moment for you, David, where, you know, where it finally kind of just clicked for you?
Well, I had three red flags. One, my dad gave me a jacket with no pockets, and I told him I hated him because he said I was just like he was. He told me I needed the jacket to remind me not that I couldn't take everything with me when I'm gone, that money doesn't buy me love or happiness. I actually told him, you're a liar, a cheater, a manipulator, overseller, back-end seller. I hate you. How dare you give me this for my birthday? The second one, my best friend, 6 years later, I'm a multi-millionaire running the most notable sports agency in the world. They had made Jerry Maguire after our firm. And not only was I super rich, but I had access to things that no one else had access to. So I invited my best friend to the Masters with, you know, Gretzky and Moon and all the great guys. And he said, no, told him I hated him. And then as I was sitting on my bed in the morning, it was the night after I came home from lying to my wife about going to the Grammy Awards with Little John the Rapper. And when I got home and she told me she wasn't happy and that I better take stock in who I was and what I wanted to become, I told her I hated her. So I basically woke up in the morning hating my parents, hating my best friends, hating my wife. And that was the moment. I looked over in my closet full of hate, and I saw that goddamn jacket for the first time in 6 years. I saw it staring at me, and I thought to myself, I don't hate my dad or mom. I don't hate my best friend, and I certainly don't hate my wife. I hated myself. I was a liar, a cheater, a manipulator, an overseller, a back-end seller, and I hated myself. And so I took stock, as my wife suggested, in who I wanted to become by looking at the values of who I was. And gratitude was the first thing. Gratitude gave me perspective. I always, whether I grew up with nothing or had everything, I always was capable of finding the light, the love, and the lessons in everything, everyone, every circumstance. I was always forgiving. I was always accountable, and I was an effective communicator, but I had to shift my paradigm. I was too competitive, too egotistical. I always wanted more, more happiness, more health, more wealth, more worthiness. And I sat there that day in complete radical humility, gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication, and learned two words: I am. I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, and I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? And it is gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and effective communication. In that book, my story, my key elements that will allow you to practice figuring out what you're doing to interfere with your potential.
Well, sounds like I need to get a copy immediately, David. I'll tell you that much. Well,
I'll tell you this right now. I will send you a signed copy. I'll pay for shipping in the book. I also will offer your whole community, if they email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'm going to change my little title here in case that shows. But more importantly, email me, david@dmeltzer.com, and I will pay for shipping, pay for the book for everyone. Put it in your notes for anyone in your community so they can learn the values and daily practices in order to effectuate living your life towards your potential.
So if you don't mind me sharing a little bit about me, you know, it's not every day I get to talk with somebody like yourself. So when I was a young boy, I was obsessed with spirituality, religion, and mythology. And I found lots of different correlations, you know, same thing with Joseph Campbell. And I always felt pulled, David, to kind of pick up where they left off and build these amazing, beautiful bridges between and correlate, you know, these beautiful correlations between Kabbalah and Christianity, you know, Islam and all these beautiful different cultures. Because I, like you, I had this kind of, I wouldn't say self-destructive maybe tendencies. Yeah, I can say that. I burnt so many bridges. And there just came a point in time in my life where I just had to look inside and kind of, you know, same thing, you know, you need to start building bridges. You know, it kind of, it blocked me from that creative energy to create this book series where, you know, it plants these seeds, you know, of these beautiful congruencies between religions. So I've always felt pulled to your message because, I mean, I think anybody should for, you know, to be frank, you know, with gratitude and, you know, but tell me this though, because, you know, before we started the call today, I went outside, you know, I put my bare feet on the ground and I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, it's that same thing you do at night. Right. And, I'm just wondering though, you know, was it that jacket that, you know, helped you come to that same conclusion that you had to say thank you, you know, and take us through that.
You know, for me, gratitude is interesting because it's the most impactful way to change your life. It's free. It takes 0.1 seconds. But everyone on earth, you talked about all the religions and cultures, all say gratitude is the most powerful thing on earth. It gives you the perspective, the light, the love, and the lessons. But yet, regardless of whether you're talking to Sadhguru, Deepak Chopra, Dr. Shah, whether you're talking to Oprah Winfrey, Tony Robbins, whether you're talking to Cameron Diaz or Warren Moon, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Everyone on earth agrees. All sciences agree. Physics, metaphysics, and quantum physics agree. Gratitude is the most powerful thing in the world. But yet it took me 9 months before I could say gratitude every day without forgetting. Mm-hmm. You know, most of people will shake their head and say, yeah, gratitude's amazing. But by tonight, half of us won't say thank you. By tomorrow morning, another half. And within 3 days, almost all of us won't say thank you. And the reason is, and the lesson or takeaway that I found, especially concerning things like gratitude that are free and take 0.1 seconds, and every culture, religion, and science agrees it's the most impactful thing, is the easy things to do, the simple things to do, are unfortunately simple not to do. So before you even get to the step of gratitude, remember that 0 to 1 takes more effort than 1 to 100, and remind ourselves that we better pay attention and give intention to the easy things in life, because the easy things to do are unfortunately easy not to do.
I agree. You mean like giving away some books and planting seeds like that way, David?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people don't make the investment in themselves, and they won't make the investment in others.
Yeah, I just shared a video on my Facebook of you giving your, you know, it was a story about, you know, you talking to your wife about giving away that paycheck, And then she said, "You finally get it, David." And I'm like, holy crap. And I feel like I'm at that point, David, to be honest. But tell me this, though, because I've been wondering, you know, and this is a question I ask all my authors. It's like, because you and I both know we're paid in direct correlation to the size of the problem we have. What problems did you kind of have in mind that you wanted to solve with each of your books?
So the first one connected to goodness. I wanted to solve the problem of faith. That people talk about having faith, and you know, whether it's religious, spiritual, theoretical, or philosophical in nature, people talk about having faith, but they spend days, weeks, months, and years outside of faith. And so the first book is to teach you that you are connected to something way bigger than you, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing system, a unified, abundant, infinite system of thought that loves you more than your mom, knows everything, it's omniscient and all-powerful, and it protects and promotes you at all times. The second book I wrote was to utilize the theories, key elements, principles of the first book to create the correct type of leadership, to create intelligent followers. It's called compassionate capitalism. And it's a reconciliation between the values that you learn in Connected to Goodness with, of course, the compassionate side of what we do, the reconciliation of the pragmatic world via time to be a leader, to be an intelligent follower. The third book was with Jack Canfield, who's the most notable author I feel in the world next to the Bible, sold over a 500 million copies of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Yep. And we wrote a book called Unstoppable, Creating the Life You Love. And it's a workbook to help people to actually pragmatically create the life that they love. And to be able to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. And then the latest book that I published, I have 8 books written, but I'm haven't published them all. This one's called Game Time Decision Making. So it's the essence of the confirmation of knowing what's important to you through the other 3 books, to learn to prioritize and make quick decisions by knowing what's important to you, doing it now, living in the presence. It's an amalgamation of everything from Sanskrit to the Bhagavad Gita to A Course in Miracles to Eckhart Tolle to Dr. Wayne Dyer, all the different things that I've learned in order to prioritize. Because if we do things now, we stay present. 100% of the things we do now get done. And we also know what to do next. So I'm creating an efficient, effective, and statistically successful way to utilize the first 3 books. The aggregation of all the books that I've written, including the next one, which I'll publish, called Don't Do Business with Dicks, which is about surrounding yourself with the right people, the right ideas. But all the ideas is basically, how can I teach people to enjoy the consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of their potential to be happy, to live in their truth, to be their best, learn lessons, and have fun.
That's amazing. Tell me this, though. You've blown my mind again, David. So, you know, everybody I bring on, their creative process is very different. You know, the muse strikes us and intuition strikes us at very random times, sometimes at the grocery store or wherever, right? You know, tell me how you wrote, you know, did you kind of plot things out? Did you work with a ghostwriter? You know, tell me a little bit about, you know, your creative process for all the other authors out there.
Well, I would say you need to be aware of your intelligence, your intuition, and your inspiration. And so I created an execution model to capture when I felt I was utilizing intelligence, intuition, or inspiration. And then I attach stories to them. So I have a repository of lessons and stories. And so when I wrote my books, I went ahead and organized each, you know, I do books in 8 to 10 chapters by the lessons I wanted to teach that were complementary, synergistic, or supplementary to each other, and the stories that tied to it. And then because I'm a better speaker than writer, and because AI is so powerful today, I go ahead and teach. In fact, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to do the stage theory training. I've been doing trainings for free for over 23 years. I have over 80,000 people registered for training today each week, and I do it for free. And what I'll do is I'll go ahead, like I do every video, and transcribe it utilizing AI into words, and then I'll edit it, and it'll be a stage theory chapter to be used in a book someday. And so when I have 10 chapters that are coordinated, like I did for Don't Do Business with Dicks, my next book, I go ahead and then read all 10 chapters that I edited, enhanced by, you know, my own verbal articulation with more research, more analogies, more intonation. Then I go ahead and write an intro. Then I go ahead and write a conclusion and read it all again. And then it goes off to a publishing consultant. You know, I get big offers, advancements for my books. Although I now, after working with McGraw-Hill in the last book, I like to self-publish my books because I can give them away for free. When you go and take a seven-figure advance, they charge me for the book and they charge everyone for the book. So it's impossible for me to get my books for free. It's a lot easier when I self-publish, and that's my mission. So for me, this process takes about 6 months. So I'm writing a new book every 6 months. On the marketing side, it's not smart to publish new books every 6 months. So that's why I've published 4 books, and I will be launching my 5th book here, but I'll continue to write more books through this process.
Amazing. Yeah, it's what the coolest thing. I know we're coming to time, David. It's amazing how you're tying them all together. And I think it's kind of a no-brainer for many people to, you know, own all 4 of them. So it's been an honor. You know, I could easily chat with you a lot longer, but, you know, respect for your time and hard stop. You know, please tell all of our guests and all our listeners on how we can find more information about you and where we can buy your books.
Yeah. So the 2 ways are, you don't have to buy my books. I give them away. So first is email me, david@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. I answer everything myself, as you know. And we have free Friday trainings, groups. I have a wait list for my one-on-one help. So you can email me for that as well as my books. And then if you forget my email address and you get this show and just remember my name, Google it, you'll find me. I'm very accessible. David Meltzer is my name. David@dmeltzer is my email address, david@dmeltzer.com, or just Google David Meltzer. Chris, thank you so much. I got to get on to training here. I appreciate you. I look forward to doing more. Come back, join us in our group. We miss you. And I know we will change around the times to suit you being there. You're a great addition to our group. So thank you.
I appreciate it, David. I'd love to be of service to you one day.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Cheers. You have a good one. Cheers. All right, bye.